Next guest for today, Tamas Werner-Gibbings, MLA, one of our local Labor members for Brindabella. Welcome, Tamas.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's lovely to be here.
Good to see you back again.
Yeah, now, cheers.
It's been quite a busy time. The Assembly's had a lot going on, and there's a lot happening in the Tuggeranong Valley that's sort of got your fingerprints over it,
I'd like to think so. I mean, as always, it's interesting. It's been, the Assembly hasn't sat since the end of June, and then we'll not be sitting until September. However, there'll be 3 weeks of sittings in September, so there's a lot of work to get through. And all of that work will be focused on the budget process. So the budget was released released for discussion, as it were, by the government at the end of June. And then since then, there have been budget estimates, which my Brindabella colleague, Caitlin Tough, has been on the committee for, and they worked for 2 or 3 weeks. And now those members and the secretariats have spent the past couple of weeks writing furiously the estimates report, which will then be given to us all as members to sort of base our discussions in and around the budget over the 3 weeks in September. So the Assembly hasn't been doing any Assembly work. It's been doing really, really strong and intensive committee work. And then, as he said, there's been a lot happening in and around Canberra, but also particularly Tuggeranong.
Yeah, of course, that is the point. It's not just when the Assembly are sitting that the members are working. There's plenty going on all of the time.
I mean, 2 or 3 committee meetings most days when it's not a sitting week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
One of the bits about being a backbencher of the government is there needs to be a government representative on each committee. And there are a number of committees. So I think my committee number at the moment is 9. And some of those work harder or doing a bit more work, and some of those are select committees than others. But there is a lot of conversation between all various members of the Assembly about an extraordinary range of issues.
And the good thing is that it's not all just about talk. Stuff actually happens, and that's what we're going to talk about now, is some of the stuff that's been happening in Tuggeranong. So do you want to kick off with...
I mean, there's what people hopefully might have been noticing in and around the Tuggeranong town centre is it is becoming quite a significant free health precinct. We have the walk-in centre, which has been there and operating really successfully for some time, quite close to Lake Tuggeranong College. There's also a families free health centre a little bit further along. But what was opened by the Labor colleague for the member for Bean, David Smith, about 2 weeks ago, was a free mental health care clinic on Anketell Street. Just basically opposite the car park that is in between Lake Tuggeranong College and the apartments, the Greenway, what used to be the Abode apartments. It's bottom floor there. It is any time that you have issues or questions or concerns about the mental health in any way, you can go in there. There's no appointment needed. No referral is needed. It is free health. They have an amazing setup and it's an amazing area that will be... provide a real benefit. And then that is going to complement the Interchange Health Co-op, which has been, thanks to intervention from the Albanese government, advocated for by David Smith. That has remained in business. And so that does bulk billing GP visits as well. So you've got a number of locations now in Tuggeranong that provide free health services and mental health particularly. It's not something that... You know when you've got a broken arm. You know, you can self-diagnose that's a problem. But it's hard to self-diagnose when things are on, you know, is this how people should be feeling? Should everyone who feels what I feel, is this sort of something normal or is it unique to me? What can I do? How do I go and get treatment? You walk in straight in through the doors and they will look after you and they will provide you with treatment there. They will be able to tell you where to go. They will be able to, like, short-term, long-term. It's a federal government-funded facility, and it'll be fabulous.
Yeah, and it's good to have that stuff, you know, available so close, you know, within Tuggeranong, so that you don't have to go either the other side of town or even, you know, to Woden. This
Within about a 300-metre circle. There'd be a radius point and everything was within 300 metres, perhaps even less, 200 metres, with really accessible parking and no stairs to get into it either. And then the other thing that was opened Well, we'll open next week, actually. It was officially launched by the Health Minister, Rachel Stephen-Smith, last week, and is open for business on Monday the 25th, just up from the Mental Health Centre, will be the new Southside Hydrotherapy Pool, which is on site at Lakeside Leisure Centre. And that, once again, I mean, a lot of people, it was one of the first things that I was asked about when I became a candidate for the first time in 2016 election. There were concerns about how the utility of the existing one at the Canberra Hospital wasn't quite big enough, and it was built many, many years ago. And so we have now a new facility, bespoke, built for, fit for purpose, that has, like, it is, we've got a little sort of tour of it. It is extraordinarily accessible. The people who were building it, who were sort of benchmarking it against other systems or other similar facilities in other states and territories, thought, were fairly confident that this will be as good as you can get when you were looking for hydrotherapy. So from Monday the 25th, it's very, very easy to access. You can go in through the Lakeside Leisure Centre app and book in. For people who are looking for hydrotherapy as a means of improving their health or dealing with pain that drugs can't affect, or getting some exercise, it's always going to be heated at 34 degrees. That's, you know, that's very warm. That's a deliciously warm temperature. There are multiple ways of getting into it and getting out of it. The change rooms are outstanding. Fabulous new facility for Tuggeranong.
And of course, there's still the other Tuggeranong pool there.
Oh, absolutely. Well. Yeah, well, the two pools. So you've got the, you know, the 50 metres, which is generally 25-25, so water polo and swimming can go, and also the play area, sort of the more play pool. But the new hydrotherapy pool itself that's an entirely new build off to the side of the centre, and you can access it through the lobby. In a way, it's been sort of supplemented by a new creche area as well at the Leisure Centre, which people can go and leave their kids to be looked after during certain times, so that they can go and get their exercise done or the laps done or take one of the classes or go and do their booking at the hydrotherapy.
So that's two things really that are quite, you know, recent initiatives and have been delivered.
Yeah, two things in 3 weeks that are also a really... Both of them are excellent examples of federal government and ACT government cooperation, and what that enables for local members of the community.
And it does, you know, start to address those concerns that, you know, were heard often through the campaigns, both the federal and the ACT campaign, that Tuggeranong was the neglected part of Canberra. There's some fairly obvious manifestations that that's not entirely true.
I mean, there is always more that can be done. There are always areas, like being in government, from this is what I am finding out, it is an exercise in constant improvement for things that need updating, things that need rebuilding, areas and policies that need, you're being rebuilt from the ground up, or certain tweaks. You need to be constantly looking at where you can make improvements, where you can find areas that need upgrading by listening to the community and then making decisions of what you have within a budget. Tuggeranong is very much back on the map in that respect. There's much more coming. I mean, the Athlone Drive, the duplication of Athlone Drive is well and truly underway now for the enabling works that people will have noticed around the footpaths and the bits and pieces to the side. They have been underway for a couple of months. The development application has just been released for tender. I would recommend people looking for 300 odd pages of light industrial tea time reading. You can go and download that or print that off the ACT website and see what the government is looking for and who is going to get to build it. And that's a key area of access for people who live in Tuggeranong. It's going to be not only will it just be the duplication of the road, but there'll be which I'm particularly excited about as a cyclist, a underpass under Sulwood Drive that we pedestrians and cyclists will no longer have to negotiate 8 lanes, 6 lanes of traffic that wants to be in places fairly quickly between sort of 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, you'll be able to cross the roads through underpasses and then up, shoot up Athlon Drive into Woden, quick smart.
And the other roadworks that are going on is over there on the Monero Highway.
Well,
that's
yeah.
going at a rapid
absolutely.
Pace. Yeah, there's been a lot of work happen there.
I mean, the bridges, we were away for a week and the bridges beginning to extend right across that gap. It's not quite as impressive. Libby and I, we took the kids much against their will for a walk yesterday afternoon up to Shepherd's Lookout, which is on the north side. It looks out over the Murrumbidgee. It's sort of really lovely view. It's not quite Red Rocks Gorge, but it's nice. But on the way back, we went via Coppens Crossing, so into the new sort of, and the bridge that is going across the Molonglo above Coppens Crossing. Now, that is a serious piece of infrastructure. But the Monero Highway flyover is one, like, that'll make a significant difference to people's travel times, both in terms of safety and both in terms of being able to get from north to south of the city.
Yeah, and it's not just the flyover. They've actually been resurfacing the road. It's
yes.
You know, it's a beautiful surface.
Well, once again, I mean, that is federal money being managed by the ACT government. So the ACT government and the federal government are in constant dialogue about what needs to be done where, and the federal government has this roads money, talks to the ACT government at what requires significant upgrades, and you know, that part of the Monero Highway works as well because so many people from New South Wales use it to get in and get out of the ACT.
Yeah, but in terms of, you know, getting from Tuggeranong into the city or over to the other side, it makes it...
When that bridge is open, whoosh.
Yeah.
That would be the word, I think.
It'll make it a lot easier.
Agreed.
Now, before we get on to more artistic matters, you were talking about listening to the community, and one of the ways you do that is through your mobile offices, which I see you're advertising them on Facebook all the time.
I call them Tuggeranong offices now.
Tuggeranong offices.
Because we're not actually mobile. It is my office in Tuggeranong, which is generally outside a shopping centre. Hopefully, it's nice and sunny. I have Tuggeranong offices. We've got one this afternoon at Lanyon Shopping Centre. We advertise them on Facebook because it's cheap. And we are going to be, well, I'm going to be at Chisholm Shops or at Erindale or Canberra. You go to the main shopping centres, the six, Lanyon, Chisholm, Corwell, Tuggeranong Town Centre, Canberra, Erindale, Wanniassa. And get around those at least two times a week. And funnily enough, sitting out there with your call flute out the front, some people do approach you with a look of concern going, is there an election coming on? Like, when do we have to vote again? Have we already voted? No, there's not an election coming on. It won't be for the ACT till, well, we'll have two in 2028 because there'll be a federal one and an ACT one. I am here if you have ideas, recommendations, suggestions, concerns. I would like to hear them. And then I can tell you what I know, what I don't know, and what we can do about it. And that is the point. Like, you try and get as much information as you can. Sometimes people just want to shop. But on other days, you'll have a, you know, you'll get a queue of people. Like, I'm saying, well, this was really good, this is poor and this needs fixing, I found this footpath and it's in bad condition, what can we do about it? Thanks very much, let me know. So it's a really important way. If even people might go, oh, he's there, no, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I've got nothing. Like, the more you're out there, the better. Like, I actually prefer knocking on people's doors because it's very much on their terms. But you'll have better conversations at someone's front door than you will, I think, at a shopping centre. But there are more people coming past who might, something might tick their head, not when they first go in, but when they come past, I just wanted to let you know that. Or can you please tell me about X? And so sometimes I can't, but most of the time I certainly can.
And the recognition's important.
So
who you are, so that when they do have a head of steam up, they know exactly who they want to talk to.
Well, and at the very least, we have the contact details. If you've got nothing to say, take a piece of paper and you can come back to me. Because the beauty of being a backbench representative is your job is this. It is representing people. So I don't have ministerial decisions and responsibilities over my head. I have listening, representing, actions, outcomes.
Yeah.
Answers, actually. That's another good one. Providing people with answers about what an answer to their situation.
And you're still having your office, whatever you want to call that, down in the Tuggeranong Library on a...
At the library, yeah.
Every Friday, or is every...
No, it's with Caitlin. We do a combined, so we do labour for Brindabella, as it were. We sit at, and we set up desks and tables. It's a very nice room at the front of the Tuggeranong Library. The last Friday, I'll get it mixed wrong because it's either the last Friday or the first Friday of every month. Once again, it's on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But Caitlin and I, that means we can see more people at once or listen to more people at once. If she can't be there, I can take people there. That works quite well as well. We have a lot of people come to that because it's quite central, it's easy to get to, and we're there every single month for 3 hours.
And that more of a sort of typical office environment might suit some people more than just...
Ideally.
A footpath conversation.
Yeah, and, you know, there is sort of the thing about an office outside a shopping centre is a lot of the time there'll be people lined up. Whereas when Caitlin and I are working together, and we can have a team member with as well, there are multiple points of contact. If you've only got 30 seconds, you can come in, this is my name, this is what the issue is, we can take it down and you can be gone. And we as opposed to having to wait to sort of get in front of myself or Caitlin or whoever's with us. Mm-hmm. It will be there. Someone will be able to get your information and let you know what's happening.
Okay. All right. On more artistic matters.
But just quickly, all that information is on Facebook. Easy to find, always publicised.
Yes. On more artistic matters, an exhibition of Bill Wood's collection.
Yeah.
Just those people who weren't around when Bill Wood was a prominent feature of the community, just want to touch on who he was and what the significance of this exhibition is.
Yeah. He was a wonderful human being. Bill Wood, he passed away last year. Was a member of the Queensland Legislature for a very, very northern seat. So he spent all his time with his kids driving around the north of Queensland. Moved down to Canberra, joined the Legislative Council, and then was elected in the first election when 17 people were elected to represent all of the ACT, but kept getting elected as a member for Brindabella from sort of 1995 through to 2003 was his stint. And he was the ACT's longest serving arts minister. Mm-hmm. He's basically responsible for the establishment of the Tuggeranong Arts Centre. A wonderful person, absolutely and passionately committed to supporting art and artists in Tuggeranong and the ACT. He was a mentor of mine. All of my material was very, 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 very close adaptation in my 2016 campaign of what Bill had used previously. He said, well, I've used this and it's really useful design or that gets people. Just wonderful guy. Passed away last year, but the Tuggeranong Arts Centre is holding a exhibition of his and Bev, his wife, she's an artist as well. So they are holding, in a way, a retrospective exhibition of their arts collection. Not all of it, but a significant part of it. And that's going to be at the Tuggeranong Arts Centre from the 12th of September to the 11th October. And as I'm just reading off here, the email that they sent through, Bev sent through, features artworks, photographs and memorabilia that reflects Bill's deep commitment to the arts and his enduring contribution to the Tuggeranong community. Yeah, so opens on Friday the 12th of September at 6 p.m. The gallery itself will be open Tuesday to Friday 10 to 5 and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's just a lovely and actually important recognition of who Bill was and what he gave to us as members of the Tuggeranong community.
Mm-hmm. And do you want to just very, very briefly mention the Pocket Gallery?
Yes, that's not as accessible, unfortunately. I have a room because there aren't that many offices in the assembly. So I kind of, because I was the last one, and I was given an unused ministerial office between the chief minister and the deputy chief minister. It has many rooms that we don't have anything to do. But there's one very strange room, which instead of just leaving it fallow, we've turned into a Brindabella pocket gallery. And so we've filled that up with, it's got three walls, sort of 3 metres by 4 metres maybe, and it has art. The last time two pieces of art that are hung there now, hung in the assembly, was in Bill Wood's office because Bev gave them to me after I was elected. So we've got two pieces of art from quite established Canberra artists that are on the wall. There's another couple of pieces that I bought from two young ladies who are now in year 11, now in year 12 at Lake Tuggeranong. It was two pieces that I saw when they did the year 11 Archer at the Tuggeranong Library. It was when I saw those pictures and thought, that's really cool. Maybe I should hang them in my office. Oh, maybe I'll hang them in my room. So there, those pictures are, they are the inspiration for the Pocket Gallery. A friend of mine who lives in Fadden, who's an artist, Sally Saunders, she's got a couple of pieces up. She said she'd be happy to hang. And also a young man who works at Good Pathways, Yurungmura in Fadden. He is part of the team that looks after people who've come out of AMC, the prison, and sort of get their lives back on track. And they do art and various bits and pieces. And he put together a picture in. I said, oh, mate, that's awesome. He goes, oh, yeah, you can have it.
Yeah.
You sure? Yeah. So that's hung up as well.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's a lovely place to, it's now a lovely space. I have to say, it's a lovely place to be in.
Yeah, I can't recall whether I've seen images of it on your social media or not, but.
Oh, look, you come in, we could do a live tour. You can do a live cross or something like that. There's another bit. I was in the William Hogarth collection. He was an engraver. He did some quite caustic engravings, paintings about elections held in Britain in the 1750s. And I was able to get some prints from there when I was in London a couple of years ago. And I've got those up there as well because, you know. Yeah.
And as a prominent Brindabella supporter and promoter of the arts, you're actually going to make an appearance down at Lanyon Homestead.
Yes, I am.
On this coming Saturday for the Lanyon Art Prize.
Yes, I believe. I believe I am presenting an award. That's all the information I'm permitting you because I don't want to ruin the surprise for A, the person who wins it, maybe the organisation who wins said award, and all the people streaming down, I have no doubt, to Lanyon to hear my 15 to 20 hour speech about the award. But yeah, so the Lanyon Art Prize, it's quite a significant award, and I'm presenting it on behalf of Michael Pedersen, the Arts Minister. Yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, that Lanyon Homestead is a...
You'll be there as well.
Yes, I will be there.
Yeah.
That Lanyon Homestead is a fabulous resource we've got in Canberra. Most people on the south side or in our listening area should be familiar with it. It's a, you know, it's a really rich bit of heritage. It's managed by the Cultural Facilities Corporation, which is a wholly owned business entity of the ACT government. You know, we sort of got control of it after self-government came in, and it's a fabulous history, and it's well worth going down there.
I mean, to be under the trees, just outside the homestead, on the front, on the grass, is a very, very pleasant place to be.
Yeah.
We actually did Shakespeare by the Lakes 2, one of the shows for Shakespeare by the Lakes 2 was held there, and it was worked really, really well, apart from the 6 p.m. 6 p.m. cockatoo roost.
Yeah.
They really came in volume-wise, but it's just... call it a resource, but as a location and a space for people in Tuggeranong, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and it's part of the Floriade, Floriade at Large or whatever it's called thing. There's a whole lot of garden beds down there that are planted out at the moment, which will look fabulous when Floriade starts up in another couple of weeks' time. And there's such a... It's a vibrant program that they run down there. So there's, even if you've been once, go again because there's always something different happening.
Or
down there.
Just more to explore. Yeah. Like the whole, the building itself is fabulous. It's not the buildings.
Mm.
The homestead area is fabulously signposted. There is a lot to learn and feel. Like you can go and walk around the rocks to get sort of an idea of what it was like to live in 1830s Sydney, and that's about as close as you get. Yeah. But here is a really extant, easily accessible example of sort of 1860s through 1910s country living.
Yeah. Well,
and it was different.
Yeah, oldest buildings probably date from the late 1830s.
Yeah.
And the main house is sort of from the 1860s, and then there was a 1905 extension built on, on that, and it's a really sort of fascinating place. There's a cafe down there on most days, not every day, I think Thursday to Sunday. It's not open Monday, Tuesdays, but Thursday to Sunday there's a cafe. It's half-price tours on a Wednesday. So there's lots of good reasons to go down there. And I said, if you're interested in art, they'll be hanging these works of art that have some connection to Lanyon, very, very broadly. I've seen some material. I'm not full bottle on it yet. But
right.
Some connection with Lanyon, but they'll be hanging them in the house in some way. So you'll get to see the art in an 1860s house. Just a fabulous experience.
That's a good way of spending a Saturday. I mean, if the weather's anything like today...
Yes. And Tamus will be there.
Oh, will we? Yes, quite. Yeah.
Okay. Any final comments, Tamus, before we wrap up?
Well, there was actually one more thing you were talking about. I talked about the sort of being being or trying to get finding new ways to listen to people or talk to people. And one thing that we did trial, not particularly effectively last month, but we're going to keep at it until we get better, you know, sort of adopt, adapt, improve, is a digital Tuggeranong office. So I will open up a sort of a WebEx or a the other one, the one that starts with C. Yeah, right, that one, you nodded your head. Yeah. A way of coming into a Zoom. Sort of a Zoom office meeting that will put out the information and people can just click in and click through and we can have the conversation. If they can't get to me on a on one of the mobile offices or they didn't want to send an email or they just wanted to have a conversation, but we can do it digitally. So I'll have a digital, I'm in America, they call digital town halls, a digital office for people to have that conversation, to raise those issues or those concerns with me face-to-face, but over the internet. And that's, once again, we advertise it, but it'll be sort of one from the middle Friday a month.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good initiative for those people who do prefer to
operate
on that platform.
It's, and it's either that or just the video on me while I do my own work, if no one. So I would prefer people to come through if they've got any question whatsoever. It's an ask me anything. Sometimes the answers will be satisfactory and you'll be very happy. Sometimes you won't be satisfied with the answers, but you will get answers, and then we'll work to get you the outcome you need.
Yeah, and that's a silent C on Zoom, like the silent C on Zar. You know,
no, it's not even a C. I don't know. I think I was talking about Cisco WebEx. That's what it must have been. No, yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Zoom, Z-Z-U-U-M. Anyway, the when we do it, all the information will be on the Facebook page. This is how and this is why, and look forward to seeing you then.
Yep. Finish off with your email address.
At TAIMUS, full stop, WG, at parliament.act.gov.au.
Excellent.
Shorter than my whole name. So yes. We've got tamus.wg at parliament.act.gov.au.
Excellent. All right. Thanks for coming in, Tamus.
Thank you so much for having me, Glenn. That was lovely.
All right. That's been a very interesting discussion with Tamus Werner-Gibbings, MLA, one of our Labor members for Brindabella in the ACT Assembly.